The views and opinions expressed are for general informational purposes only. Consult with your physician or medical healthcare provider for medical advice, diagnosis, and/or treatment.
I'm Dr. Vicki Haywood Doe, and today I talk with Joe Moss, who's an owner of his health fitness studio, Blessed Body, here in the Northeast Ohio area. Joe is an exercise physiologist and a health wellness entrepreneur. Now, he will share with us his story on how he started his health, fitness, personal training, and coaching business. He will share with us much more on how we can live a blessed and healthy life. Are you ready? Let's start this show now. Now, here with us today is Joe Moss. He's an exercise physiologist, a health fitness specialist, and owner of Blessed Body Fitness, which is a health fitness personal training studio here in the Youngstown area. He is with us to share with us his story on how he ended up becoming an entrepreneur and owning his health fitness business. He will also share with us health tips and get us motivated to live a life of health and wellness. So how are you today, Joe?
I am doing awesome, Vicki.
I am so glad that you are here to join us today. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I look at every day as a blessed day.
Okay.
You know, you wake up and you want to stay positive. Because I believe that, you know, whatever you put into the atmosphere, that's pretty much what you reap. You know, so if I get up and I'm happy and regardless of how the morning goes, I say, you know what, today is a great day.
Today is a great day.
Because that's where I'm headed, whether I made it there yet.
Oh, okay, yes. Today, so you're making those goals.
I have to say today is a great day. You know, if you're on your way somewhere,
yeah,
in the car, you know, you always say where your end destination is. So if you're on your way to Florida,
You
say, where are you going? Well, I'm going to Florida. It's always your end destination.
There's in between, right?
It is in between, right. Uh-huh. There's a journey to get there.
Right, right.
But the whole thing is that you're always going to say where you're ultimately
your end result.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's a good motto to have then, to be grateful and to just feel good.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a great day, even though it's cloudy outside, right? Today,
yes. It's
cloudy and rainy. It's still a great day, huh?
Exactly. I tell all my clients, when we first get started, I said, you know what? Today is going to be a great day.
Well, I just love your spirit already. You know, I just feel that it's going to be a great day. Now, I might be stuck in the rain pour, but Joe Ma said that it's a great day.
It's a great day. Today's a great day.
Okay. So tell us your story, Joe. What made you decide to open up your health, fitness, personal training business and just your whole health and wellness business?
You know, I started off, you know, playing sports my entire life. Okay. And one of the big sports that I played was wrestling.
Oh, okay.
I wrestled, played football, some baseball. But as I got, you know, as I, you know, advanced through, you know, life and high school and things like that, I kind of narrowed it down to two sports. So
what was your favorite? Was it your favorite or just one you could do?
My favorite one, I would have to say, was wrestling. And the reason why I like wrestling so much is it's a no-excuse sport. You can come out there and say, I'm this and I'm that, I'm tough and I'm rough. But if you go out there and you don't display that in the mat, you can't blame anybody else but yourself. And because it's solely based off of how you train to get yourself in condition. So if you go out there and you get tired, well, we all know that you should have conditioned better. Maybe you're not as tired the next time. You know, if someone takes you and they pin you or put you on your back, well, maybe you didn't, you know, you didn't practice as much as you or drill the moves as much as you should have. So there's no excuses in that sport.
Okay, and what was your other one? You said two.
And the other one was football.
I can see you as a football player.
And, you know, being undersized, you know, when I was in high school, I was 5'8", 140 pounds. I played middle linebacker and some running back. There were defensive backs that were bigger than I was. And so it was one of those things where it didn't matter how the opponent was. You had to be the hammer and not the nail. And so there were things I had to make sure that my body was had enough strength, enough agility, enough speed in order to be able to have some type of edge out there.
So you ended up doing those two for how long, the sports thing?
It was pretty much, we were about 8 years old.
Okay, yeah.
Up until.
Because my brother played football and they started eight.
Eight, yes.
He started at eight and then it moves all the way. He was played for his college and so forth. Was that your journey too?
You know, I actually stopped in college.
Okay.
You know, and so my sports career pretty much ended in college. But I needed something to do. So I got into amateur bodybuilding.
Ah, okay.
And so that's where I began to learn about the body, understand how you can transform it, and how much dedication it really takes in order to pretty much become the best you can be, you know, for what knowledge that I thought that I had without any, you know, any classes or anything in that regards. I went to Slippery Rock University.
Yay, Slippery Rock. Yeah.
And every year they have a big bodybuilding show called the Mr. Slippery Rock University show. I would compete in that every year. And so eventually, by the time I was a senior, I ended up winning it. So I ended up winning it and earning the title of Mr. Slippery Rock University.
So what happens with all that? Do you get money?
Well, yeah. It's just basically notoriety and a trophy. And
right.
And if you go back to the wellness center that they have there, my picture still hangs on the wall.
On the
wall of fame
and
things like that. So it was great. I learned a lot about myself and understanding, what exercises do this, and if I eat like this, this is how I can transform my body and change it and things like that. But what happened was I was real passionate about getting people to transform themselves. But the issue was that I only knew how to work with myself. I said, I'm passionate about this.
Yeah, that's
this
a good
is
point.
One thing that I can see myself doing, you know, as a career. But my undergraduate degree was in communications.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't have any exercise science classes.
Okay.
No physiology, none of those things in undergrad.
Okay.
But everything was pretty much kind of trial and error of learning how to eat, you know, doing some research on my own, reading and things like that.
Okay.
Learning about what works best for my body.
You went on from there. You went to Slippery. Did you go to Slippery Rock then? Look like I remember you said that you went to Slippery Rock earlier when we talked and finish up.
Or? Right. So that's where I went. I graduated with a degree in communications from Slippery Rock. And
that
was in 2002. And then from there, I started coaching football. I coached some wrestling. And I was working as like a teacher's aide in the Sharon City School District. And so I found out, I said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. This isn't leading me anywhere. Long term, I said, I have to get to the place where I can do what I love and I can love what I do, which is being able to help people become the best they can be from a spiritual, mental, and physical standpoint. And so I knew that in my current state, I had no degree in exercise science. I had no personal training certification. So I didn't really have any of the credentials that were needed other than some trophies.
Okay.
And so I knew I didn't want to be that guy, you know, at the gym that, okay, I'm just going to go to this person because he's big.
Right.
Or because he looks like he knows what he's doing.
Right.
And has nothing to back it up.
You wanted those credentials.
Yes.
That's exactly it.
Yes, exactly. And so what I did was I started looking for kind of a post-bac program.
Okay.
And I find one that would fit into my schedule. So eventually, you know, I found the graduate program at Slippery Rock. I was able to get into it.
Yes.
And they literally created a graduate assistant position for me.
Oh, right. Great. That's so great.
And so I started that program in the fall of 2004, and I ended up graduating in December of 2005.
Okay.
Which was about, 5 or 6 months earlier than projected.
Big time.
So,
because it usually take about 2 years.
Yes, it does. But it was some things worked out as far as I was able to complete my internship prior to completing classes and some of the prerequisite classes that I needed to get into the program. I was able to take while I was actually enrolled in school.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so it was
good.
It worked out.
For you.
It really worked out, and I knew that this was the path that I should be on.
Uh-huh.
You know, not by any means was it easy.
But
I knew that, okay, this is the path. It's set up for me to succeed if I'm willing to step in there and take the necessary steps to make it happen.
Oh, and I'm so glad that you went ahead and got your degree, your master's degree in exercise phys.
Well, thank you.
Because I always tell folks, you know, you have to go to folks that have that proper training and credentials so that they won't, you know, your personal trainer won't kill you, won't.
Literally, you're right. Absolutely right.
So you got to ask, you know, do you have a degree? You know, yeah, we got people, you know, you can get certifications, but they're gold standard certifications, and then there's the degree in it. And you and nowadays, you want to go with someone that has that education, research-based education background.
Right.
So
right.
That's a good thing. But tell us now, how did you decide to say, look, because, you know, it takes a giant step to say, you know, hey, I'm going to be in business with this, you know.
It's a huge step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, life has this way of educating you after you get your degree.
Right.
Okay, so My next stop was a place called Specialty Orthopedics,
okay,
which is a rehabilitation facility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there were a team of professionals.
Okay,
I mean, so we had surgeons.
Oh, right.
They did total knees, total hips, and hand surgeries. So we had occupational therapy, physical therapy. Mm-hmm. Had the wellness. Okay, so I was, you know, I came on board as a physiologist in the wellness. But since it's looked at as a business, we're like the lowest on the totem pole as far as what we'll generate versus what a surgeon will generate.
Big time.
Or
a physical therapist.
So if you're charging, you know, $40 a month for membership, and they can charge as much as $100, $200 an hour for therapy based on, you know, depending on the treatment that you're getting. When it comes from a business standpoint, from coming from top management, you're the lowest man on the totem pole. But we were probably the most effective when it came to getting people's life back together. When I started there, most of my clientele, the average age is probably about 70 years old.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because you're not.
So special populations.
Special populations.
Right, okay. The elderly, yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So if you need a knee replacement, you need a hip replacement, 9 times out of 10, there's something that led to that, okay? And it's probably something lifestyle related. So if it's not any trauma involved, it's probably being overweight.
Right, that's probably the biggest cause, and that's probably what a lot of, you know, you see a lot of those type of patients were in that type of setting,
right?
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. So if they're overweight, well, that comes from multiple things.
Yes,
so
multifaceted, right?
Absolutely. I like that, multifaceted.
That's
right,
it.
Exactly, so you have, you can speculate, okay, that they're probably not eating the right thing at the right times in the right amounts. They're probably not getting enough movement or exercise.
They have stress.
They have a lot of stress because their self-image is probably not where it should be. And so there's a lot to handle. And because they're older in life, I'm sure they have family now. They might be, you're probably grandparents. So they have children, and their children have children.
I know.
You know?
So that's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff going on. So they're very important. You know, they're venturing into the unknown age group because they're losing their friends. Mm-hmm. And who are you going to talk to now? You know?
I know. So
it's a whole kind of transition in life. And then you just had this big surgery. You had a little bit mobility before. Now you have none.
I know.
And so you have all these things kind of just weighing down on you.
Yeah. So when you think about that, that's kind of hard, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Mm-hmm. And so as a result of that, they develop other issues. Okay. So you're looking at hypertension. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking at high cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at diabetes. And they're on so many different medications. They have a team of specialists, of doctors that are involved with what they're doing. And here it is that they're done with physical therapy. They spent the last, you know, 6 months or whatever trying to recover. And now all of a sudden you get them with all these different issues and things going on. So you can't just be let's just get on the treadmill and work out.
No.
It doesn't work like that because there are so many other factors that.
So I'm sure you did a lot of what we call a lot of coaching, a lot of wellness coaching.
Absolutely.
Sitting down, talking, even almost like a counselor type of
deal. You do a lot of coaching and you have to dig deeper because there's a lot, you know. What somebody wears on the outside may not necessarily be who they really are on the inside.
So you ended up, you were in this setting, in the actual rehabilitative setting,
right?
Wellness part,
right?
But you still got to make that
still
big step
make that,
to lead
to make
that
big step. So
yeah.
So what happened was that I found out that what we were doing was much deeper than, you know, what most people do, where they're just in it for the look.
Right.
Okay. So I was like, wow, there's more to life than just looking a certain way. You know, it's the things that they wanted to get back to life for, where they wanted to be able to play with their grandkids.
Right.
You know, they wanted to be able to go on vacations. Mm-hmm. They wanted to be able to shop and carry their own groceries.
So it's more to life than just wearing that bikini, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, and what I realized is that, you know what, it's all about functioning.
Right.
And being around for the people that matter to you most. And so the thought came, well, what if we took that same philosophy,
okay,
and applied it to people that didn't have any injuries,
mm-hmm,
and taught them how to, let's say, taught them how to live life beyond just the surface things.
Exactly.
And that's where the big leap kind of came.
Okay.
And so after almost four and a half, five years there and working with that, you know, I said, you know what? More people need to know about this. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm only reaching a small group, mm-hmm, if they filter from the therapy side.
Right.
I said, well, here's the deal. My wife works in Youngstown, and I've always told her, I said, you know, I want to be able to take you out to lunch on our lunch break.
Right.
Because I'll be in the area, you'll be in the area.
Right.
And
yeah, because you were way, where was this place located?
I was in Hermitage, Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so for us to actually meet on a lunch break would, you know, it wasn't happening. Mm-hmm, it wasn't, mm-hmm, happening. I said, okay, all right. I said, I got to make the transition to Youngstown.
Okay.
Got to make the transition to Youngstown. So I made the transition to Youngstown. I had a stop. I mean, I was at a place where I learned about the culture in the area. Okay, I got an education on the culture in the area. And I said, it's time for me to stop working for somebody else and literally begin to put together
my plan of action. Right.
Right. The way that I want to do it, mm-hmm, and things like that. And that's what I did.
Okay.
I saw a building and I said, you know what? We're going to take this step. And
so you took that, what, leap of faith,
the
huh?
The leap of faith.
Uh-huh.
And it was a leap. I'm still leaping.
I know. And it's challenging because, you know, I'm, you know, in the health and wellness business myself. And it is, in fact, I came back to it full force because I've always, mm-hmm, been doing that. But yes, it is a leap of faith and it is challenging, but it's rewarding as well, don't you think?
It, you know, it really is. Mm-hmm. It really is because when you put yourself, this is how I explain it.
Okay.
When you have an obstacle in front of you, okay, if you want to overcome that obstacle, you got to dig deep, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you never have any obstacles,
mm-hmm,
and there's nothing that's going to push you to become better, the body and the mind normally won't do it,
uh-huh,
unless there's something that...
Yeah, because we're just programmed to conserve energy.
Yes.
For anything, for how we metabolize energy, for whatever, however. So we are kind of in the laid-back, lazy mode. However, when it's time to step up to the challenge, we love that.
Yes, absolutely.
It makes you better with your mind and physically, too.
Yes.
And it's just, I think it's just better to have those challenges, and we can learn from them.
Absolutely.
And you sure are going to have some challenges doing fitness business in Youngstown.
Yes, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And so some of the challenges that I run into are, mm-hmm, people think that I'm just a trainer.
That's it. I've gotten that forever, too, on my end. I have my doctorate degree, PhD.
Yes.
You have your master's degree,
yes,
in exercise physiology. And that was one of the key reasons why I wanted to feature you for our e-newsletter.
Thank you.
So that folks can get a chance to really understand what exercise physiologists do and how broad our scope can be on what we can do.
Right.
I'm glad that you are embracing that challenge.
Right.
So what do you tell them when they ask?
It depends on the demand.
Okay.
Say, well, a lot of times someone will come in,
mm-hmm,
and they'll say, well, I'm interested in personal training. I said, okay, you know, what is it that you would like to do? I want to get rid of the jiggle in my arms and my stomach. Nothing else. I'm good everywhere else. Okay. So I'm like, I said, well, you know, you're kind of setting yourself short.
Okay, hold on a minute. Repeat that again. Okay. What did they say?
They say, I want to get rid of the jiggle in my arms.
Okay.
Okay. And the fat around my stomach.
And that's it. Everything else is good.
And that's it. And everything else is good.
I'm just very curious. What did you say to that?
And, you know, it takes everything that I have not to, like, pull my hair out.
That's it.
And I was like, well, you know, those are interesting goals that you may have for yourself. But I would like the opportunity to share with you some other aspects that we, other ways that we can track our progress. And I said, then I'll begin to ask questions.
Okay.
I said, well, how's your flexibility? And if they're not familiar with flexibility, I'll kind of explain that. You know, are you able to, how are you with touching your toes? Do you ever get winded? So now we're leading into a little bit of, you know, how to breathe, how to move. I said, how do you sleep at night?
Okay.
And they might
say,
well, you know, I don't get too much sleep at night. You know, I said, well, how often do you eat? Mm-hmm. Well, I may lunch, and I normally have a big dinner. So now we're looking at different aspects, and so they're literally telling me a story,
right?
Without me getting too deep in being offensive in any way,
right? Right.
You know, and so well, I said, do you get a chance to? I said, you know, I have a, and then I'll say, well, I have younger kids.
Okay.
You know, I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they move all over the place. Mm-hmm. Running, they're jumping, they're crawling, they're climbing on things, and they can do it all day long. And I said, well, I said, that's the way that God made us.
That's it.
And they said, ooh, I can never do that. Well, that gives me an understanding of how long it's been since they've done
those moving
those basic primal movements.
Yes.
And then I would ask the question, would you like to be able to do some of those things? And like, I never thought about it like that. And then I might throw an exercise out there that they might be able to. I said, are you familiar with a push-up? And they're like, well, I've never done one of those. So I said, would you be impressed if you were able to do 10 today? They're like, I'll be very impressed if I can do 10. All right, well, let's fill out this paperwork and let's just see what's going on.
Okay.
So, you know, I have different apparatuses that allow a person to take away from some of their body weight.
Okay.
Because it's not that they can't perform the movement. They just may not be able to perform the movement with as much weight initially. I have different apparatuses that we use to actually take away some of their body weight. So they're maybe only pushing maybe 10-15% of what they weigh. And so now that builds up their confidence and they're doing something that they were never able to do. So,
this is all in your facility, right?
Yes, it's all in my facility, yes.
Okay, so when it comes to your business then, your health and fitness business, even though you go out and you do programs and so forth, you do have an actual fitness facility. You do offer the counseling, the wellness coaching and so forth. You also offer personal training or lifestyle intervention if a person wants that as well?
That is correct.
Okay,
that
so you
correct.
Do you do one-on-one or group, or what do you do?
I do one-on-one, and I have this philosophy called group personal. Group personal is basically a concept where we work out or we train in a group, but I can take the level up or I can take the level down based off of where you are at that moment. Since we were talking about push-ups, we'll just use the push-up. I look at the push-up, it's just a horizontal pushing movement in the prone position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's the way I view it. I don't get detailed with that with my clients, but that's the way I view it. Whether a person may not necessarily be able to extend their knees all the way. So we put them on their knees and we make sure that their hips are extended and they, you know, and they flex and extend the elbow, lowering their whole body down and then returning back to the starting position. If a person can do that with no issues, well, then we'll straighten your legs out. Now, if regular push-ups are easy for you, now we might throw in a vest on you. Okay.
Wow.
Or add some elevation or put a band behind your back. So it adds a little bit more resistance. Bottom line is that we need to get that horizontal pushing movement out of that prone position.
Okay.
And that's what we do. And
so you call that what? Functional training?
Functional training.
You're telling us little bits and pieces, but why don't you tell us specifically what type of programs that you offer and what type of clientele do you cater to? Is it everyone or do you have a specific population that you want to target? Do you do children or do you do just adults only? Or how do you do and what type of programs do you offer?
My group personal sessions cater to pretty much busy professionals, okay, because they're set up for 30 minutes, and I have a morning session and I have a evening session. 30 minutes basically is so that you can get in and you can get out, okay?
Okay.
And I have everything broken down by time segments so that we are hitting everything that we need to hit, and we reduce the rest periods so that we're not spending, the majority of the time just wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
We use all that time. So based on the philosophy that I have of being the best you, being a centered person, a centered self person, where the more energy that you have, the more energy that you can share with other people. The more of you, the more strength you have, the more strength that you can give out, or in whatever job that you have, or whatever your career is, or whatever your hobby may be.
Okay.
Okay. So a lot of the sessions, they cater to busy professionals because they understand that, okay, I need to do this so that I can take care of myself, so that I can better serve the people that matter to me most. And I do personal training, and when I do personal training, I work with people that are committed, not necessarily just
want to do,
not just interested. Exactly. Because it comes down to...
And so when you say committed, what does that mean?
Committed means committed to the actual lifestyle of being the best you can be. And so when I say that, I'm talking from how you think, to how you eat, to how you move, to how you breathe, and also how you rest and you recover. Making an integrated lifestyle approach, and you are living that on a regular basis, versus something where... Can you just get rid of my arm jiggle?
Yeah, or okay. my big belly, my fat belly. I really like your philosophy that you have, because it gets more into the true mind, body, and spirit aspect of health and wellness,
yes.
the whole healing process.
Yes.
And so I think it's nice to hear that we have professional as yourself. You're looking more at the whole person, not just on whether you can fit in that dress for the wedding, or you can do this for the reunion,
right,
or whatever, but you're making it what we call sustainable, where you're steadily, step by step, moving towards having a healthier quality of life. So I like that philosophy.
Well, thank you.
I want you to really sit and think, what do you think are the biggest barriers to exercise, or just to the whole health and wellness aspect of living? And how would you counteract that? You said you got that whole philosophy of you concentrating on you step by step. What do you think, though, when sister so-and-so come in, or brother so-and-so, what are the biggest barriers? What kind of things that you hear?
One of the biggest barriers is that our belief systems. When someone comes to me and they are where they are, it's a direct result of what they have done or what they haven't done.
Okay.
Okay, so when someone comes in order to change anything, you have to change the way that you think about it. So it all starts in the mind. So if a person is unwilling to change their thought, I know that I'm going to have an issue trying to get them to change their body or change their lifestyle, because it all starts in their mind. First thing I have to do is get you, all I need to know is that, are you willing to commit to change? And then we go from there. So if you're willing to commit to change, we can take the necessary steps in order to get to that place. But if you're saying, well, I don't want to change this, and I don't want to change that, and I just want to, I didn't ask about how we were going to do it.
Right.
You know, if we're worrying about how we're going to do it, you're truly not committed to change. You're not committed to the actual process that we're getting ready to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Because my job is to help you become the best you can be. So we're not going to give you a whole bunch of stuff right away. We're gonna
it's step by step.
Step by step.
Yes.
Just be committed to change.
Be a compliant, like the doctors say, you either compliant or you're a non-compliant patient. So you want your folks, when they come in, to be compliant, to really sit down and be serious about change.
Right. And so I have to take time educating them. And that's one of the biggest things, because if you don't understand how valuable or important you are, you're not going to take great care of yourself. And then take it one step further. Understanding how valuable something is, you may not know how to take care of it.
Okay.
You know, so if you're unfamiliar with horses, and I give you a horse and I say, Vicky, this horse is worth $500,000. And you're like, ooh, I need to take care of this.
Right.
But how do you do it?
That's it.
You know?
Yeah.
You're gonna do the best you know how. But if you don't know how, your best isn't good enough.
That's it.
So we need to learn how and what we can do to become the best at taking care of ourselves. And it literally comes down to, okay, we need to change our mindset. We need to start putting the proper fuel into our tank. We need to get our body performing the proper movements again.
Okay.
Okay. We need to start, we need to learn how to breathe properly, you know, through the different energy systems, three different energy systems. We need to learn how to recover. Because if we can't rest and be able to have a repeat top performance the next day, it's going to be very tough ever achieving ultimate greatness.
So, oh, yes, I love that. So I want you to tell us how I'm coming in there. I want to come there. I'm sure folks listening to us want to come and reap all these benefits that you are going to help us to get. What's the whole process of getting in touch with you so that we can come and join and you can help us? What's that whole process?
A couple of different ways you can get in touch with me.
Okay.
One is through email. My email address is Jotivation, which is JOTIVATION at iCloud.com. So Jotivation at iCloud.com. You can get in touch with me that way. Another way that I recommend is through Facebook. And the reason why I say Facebook is that you can do a history check on me and you can see my life. I believe that in this industry, it's about relationships.
Yes.
And building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So my account on Facebook is just Joe Moss, which is MOSS and 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Moss the second. And those are ways that you can connect with me that way.
And the name of your business is?
Name of business is Blessed Body. BLESSBODYFIT. Blessed Body Fit.
And do you offer your services early in the morning? So if I needed to come in there, I see you were saying that you help professionals. So if I need to come in there at 5 or 5:30, you'll be up?
Yes, I'm up. I get up about 4:30
okay.
in the morning. I do have some classes that start about 5:30, depending on what people need. Because I understand that, you know, we're working.
Yes.
And we're trying to be the best we can be. And
okay.
So I do accommodate for, you know, early morning and evening after you person is done working and things like that. Because we have to be able to work around schedules and
okay.
things like that.
We're about to end this interview, but I want you to end and give us some health tips. What are some basic health tips that you want to admonish folks to do? All of us that are trying to do this healthy lifestyle journey, or those that are wanting to start, or some that are actually pros at it, but they're still working at it. What are some tips that you would give us to do?
We want to look at a life where you want to wake up and you want to think positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to think positive thoughts during the day and have some type of goal that you can set and you know that you can accomplish. I also tell people to encourage at least one person every day.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you want to encourage at least one person every day. I also tell people, I say, well, you want to laugh on purpose for at least 10 minutes a day.
Oh, wow.
Laugh mm-hmm. on purpose for at least 10 minutes a day. Another one I is that you want to exercise or do some type of physical activity for at least 30 minutes a day. And that's each and every day. You don't have to get specific on what exactly is, but some type of physical activity for 30 minutes every day. I also tell them to eat breakfast. Eat breakfast every day. Get 8 hours of sleep. Now, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that is.
But, you know, that includes all your napping and, mm-hmm. and things like that. Also, to eat protein with every meal. People aren't familiar with protein, you know, basically your meats.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, I can eat chicken every day. Well, if you want to, I mean, if you're not eating any at all, something is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I often tell them, I said, well, the less legs it had when it was alive, the less amount of saturated fat it's going to have. You know, so if you're eating pigs mm-hmm. versus fish,
mm-hmm.
Fish is going to be a better choice.
I like that analogy.
Than the pigs.
And for those, you know, we do have folks that are doing the vegan way or the vegetarian.
Right.
You just have to be, I tell folks, you just got to be more diligent in picking, because you can find plant-based protein as well.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And you finding ways to make it complete. Absolutely, absolutely. And another thing is, I say, well, make your plate colorful with your leafy greens and your peppers and your squash and your asparagus and different types of vegetables that add color to your plate. It's really, you really can't go wrong if you take your plate and you divide it, or half of it is vegetables. You have a palm-sized portion of meat and a fist-sized portion of some type of whole grain type of oats or whatever it may be. So there's some general guidelines that if you do those things on a regular basis.
And stay away from that processed foods.
Oh, it's Exactly.
And sugary drinks. Sugary, you know.
I try to get people to get them so occupied with doing the right thing that they don't necessarily have enough time to do the other, you know, because habits need to be replaced. So if you have a habit of waking up and eating potato chips,
mm-hmm.
well, find another alternative if you have to have
something crunchy.
Right, exactly. You know, so whether it's, you know, switching to, you know, different rice cakes out there.
Celery sticks.
Celery mm-hmm. sticks, and you can add some peanut butter to them if you're into that type of stuff. Try to find them where they are and lead them to the promised land, I guess.
That's it. Well, you know, I enjoyed this talk with you, Joe Moss, and we're going to encourage everybody to check you out and to look you up. Blessed Body Fitness, the Joe Moss, who's here with us today. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Vicky.
That was my outstanding interview with the Joltivator, the Joe Moss of Blessed Body Fit. To learn more about Joe Moss of Blessed Body Fit and his services, go to his website, www.blessedbodyfitness.com, or email him, joltivation@icloud.com. Again, joltivation@icloud.com.